Good morning. Good morning. I'm recording. It's Wednesday morning again, and I'm recording this the day of because similar but not similar situation. I recorded like 4 episodes, and let's see. Actually, I think it was 3. I think 3. Honestly? Yeah, I don't know. But I don't know. I feel stressed now because I'm like, the last one, obviously, like, I had a lot to say. Like, it was pretty flowy just because I had already recorded it fucking 20,000 billion times. And so now I'm like, but that was too stressful. Like, I don't want this podcast to be stressful. I want it to be fun. I want it to be whatever I want. And so now I feel like scared because I'm like, I don't want them, like, that one to be the good one, and now these are all bad again. Like, that's what I'm scared of. But I don't know, I was just listening to one of them, and the, like, one that I recorded, and I like it, but I don't know, I just feel like I have different shit on my mind today that I could maybe combine all 3 of them together, and just, like, because I feel like they're all kind of related. Like, one of them, I was just talking about, like, people and, like, interactions with people. And another one I'm talking about just, like, loving better. And, like, you know, I did just talk about relationships, but I don't know. This is something that is just really fucking on my mind just because, like, yeah, obviously I'm in a lot of relationships. And I just feel like, I don't know, right now on my mind, sorry, I didn't mean to smack like that, but I don't know, I just feel like what I want, I feel like I need to renegotiate my relationships just because I feel like I'm changing so much, and so it's, like, hard because I'm, like, I'm not, like, I recently, yesterday, had a conversation with one of my friends because, like, we were both, like, having feelings about, like, I'm like, how do I say this without saying it? I don't know. Like, there was just an issue. And, okay, you know what? I'm just going to try to simplify this as much as I can. So, a few weeks ago, I had been, I don't know, I've been feeling a little bit disconnected from this person just because, like, I don't know, some of the things that they've said that I'm just kind of like, oh, like, it just made me pull back a little bit or, like, do. And, like, said or do that is making me do that. And I just, like, at first I was like, you know, who am I to say, like, I don't have any, like, that's not my place to say anything. But then as time went on, I just realized, like, you know, this is coming in between us, like, and it's not even a thing, it's just, like, you know, since I'm not saying these things, like, these are kind of, like, subconsciously on my mind, and so it's, like, I'm not fully present when we're together just because, yeah, I'm kind of thinking about these things. And so I built up the courage, and I finally said something, and then after this, I felt much closer to this person. I felt like I laid it all out there, and I just feel like, okay, now I'm able to be present in our relationship. And then this person, you know, was thinking about that conversation, and so then we needed to revisit it again, and so we did that, and that was good, I thought. And then now, like, we didn't have another conversation, just something else came up, and then it was like, since we just had this conversation, we kind of, like, both, like, just, like, it was just kind of, like, related to what we just had this conversation about, I guess. Anyway, and so we were just, like, okay, and, like, left it at that for a minute, and then, I don't know, I just feel like I've been really thinking about my relationships and, like, what is, like, what are my deal breakers, and, like, what is, like, I don't know, like, what, yeah, like, what I am looking for in relationships, and, like, what, where I want them to be going, just because I feel like so many relationships that people are in, people, like, I don't know, I feel like it's so normalized to just have surface level relationships with everyone, and, like, even your closest friends, it's, like, you're just telling them, like, supporting whatever they do. Literally just being, like, oh my god, yeah, like, just feeding into the delusions and, like, fucking, like, I don't know, fucking around. And I don't know, I just feel like, to me, life is so much more beautiful than that. That's like, you know that video Glow? And she's like, it's an interview, and she's like, oh yeah, she got a beautiful spirit. And then the guy's like, beautiful spirit. And she's like, I feel like I talk normal until someone calls me out. And so, like, every time I say beautiful, I think brutal. Like, it was so funny. I'm obsessed with her. But, anyway, I just feel like, yeah, life is more beautiful than that. And so I just want it to be, I want a more honest connection. I think honesty is such an important factor. And I just feel like if we can all just be honest, the more honest we are, the more true our relationship is, the closer we are, the better we are, the more present we are. That is what I want. That's what I want out of relationships. That's the conclusion that I've come to, is I want to be able to be as present in every relationship that I have as possible. And if I'm being passive and I'm having feelings and I don't know, okay, I'm really talking about passive a fuck ton, and like, I don't think that is my only issue. I feel like I like have, yeah, a lot of issues. But I don't know, like, I guess passive is just like my current like understanding of it. And it's like, obviously, also, I think I, like, dissociate a lot, and, like, it's pretty, like, I don't know, like, I'm just, yeah, could be better in those areas of my relationships. And, I don't know, I just feel like, yeah, I'm just gonna say passive, and I'm just gonna say, not for a lack of better words, but, like, maybe it could also, like, I mean passive, and I mean other words, too. Like, you know. And anyway, I just feel like looking back on my relationships of the past, like, 3 years, I think of those and I think none of those people, I don't close the door on anyone that I've ever met in the past 3 years. And I just feel like life is so much more beautiful. Obviously, I believe in reconnecting, but I feel like that's such, like, a evolved idea, I guess, just because I've talked to so many different people about it, and so many people are like, oh yeah, like, but if you close the door, like, it's closed for a reason, and like, yes, but I don't know, I just don't feel like I've done that. Like, I just don't, like, you know, people have left my life and I've left people's life, but it's like, I don't feel like the door is closed on any of that, which I know I've said this and like kind of talked about this, but I just want to go deeper into this just because I feel like that just doesn't make sense to me. It just feels like I want any perspective that I can possibly have forever. And the more people I have in my life, the more perspectives I get. And you know what? I just feel like every single person has something to teach me. Whether it's I'm taking something that they said and putting that into perspective because I haven't had that thought, or I'm listening to what they're saying and I'm saying, oh, not that. Which is honestly important. It's important to have not that's. And you know, obviously, that's what happens with myself, is I'm trial and erroring everything, and it's just like, yeah, okay, like, not that, but I don't know, and so it's just like, I just appreciate all the perspective that I can get, and different ideas that I get. I want to grow, and I want to learn, and I want to have all the new ideas that I possibly can in my life, and I just think it takes a lot of people versus hearing the same, like, 5 people's, like, everything that they have to say, because you kind of know their way of thinking at this point. And I just feel like I'm at a point where it's like my brain is, like, gone. She's literally gone. She has everything. I don't know anything. I literally don't know anything. And I just feel like the more I see, the less I know. I know I say that every day. I'm literally gonna get that tattooed on me. I was thinking about that yesterday. I was like, I'm getting that. Because, like, that is so fucking real. And, like, diehard. I diehard believe that. That's my mantra. And just because it's, like, literally, like, I just feel like I don't know anything. I don't have any right answer. I don't think there is any right answer. I think every single situation is its entirely own situation. And it's, like, there's just not a right area. Like, there's always a gray area. There's always another way that is going to work for this specific situation and that specific situation. And yeah, I don't fucking know. I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, I just want, yeah, I just want, yeah, like, being able to be as present in the moment as I can. And so it's, like, this one relationship, okay, that I was talking about, you know, we had the conversations, and it's, like, this person started to feel like they were worried that I was going to be disappointed in something they were bringing back to me because of the other conversations we had. And I'm taking that, I'm hearing that, and I feel that, but I just, like, I don't know, I really was confused of, like, how we got to that, just because I feel like in relationships, and, like, me and this friend talked and discussed everything, and we're good now, but, like, I don't know, these are just my thoughts about it, and it's just, like, I just feel in relationship with anyone from this point in my life going forward, with being present in every moment comes not letting anything build up, not letting anything go unsaid, not letting anything just, like, be on my mind that is, I'm having feelings about, whether it's subconsciously or not. Like, I don't know, I just feel like as soon as someone says something that doesn't feel good to me, I just want to say that right then and there. I just think that's the healthiest way, and I think my, like, what I've learned about that from all my past relationships and, like, I don't know, just, like, any influences that people had on me, was that, like, you know, that's problematic, because then, you know, as a woman, you know, she's always mad about something, like, oh my god, she's always starting fights, every little thing bothers her, blah, 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 and it's, like, I know I had this one relationship, and I'm gonna bring this person up probably 100 times, because, you know, they had a huge impact, like, they were one of my, like, super influential relationships, and we're just gonna call this person, it was a boy, but I wanna call him a girl name. Hold on, let me think. I'm gonna pause so I can think of a name to call this person. Okay, I'm back. I'm deciding between Tim or Ted, but I think I'm gonna just use both of those names. So right now we'll just start with... Fuck. Oh my god, I don't know. I don't know. I'm like, which one's better? What's better, Tim or Ted? And then I can go. Okay, this is gonna be Ted. Okay? And Ted... Yeah, definitely had a huge impact of, like, how I am, why I am the way I am, and how I am in all my, like, current relationships. Like, obviously, like, there's a lot of baggage. And I don't know, like, that relationship was definitely, like, anytime I brought something up, like, yeah, it was a problem. And, like, it was, like, I would have an issue, and so I would bring this, my, like, it would be a very valid issue. Like, it was kind of, like, bigger deals. But anytime I would bring something to this person would get mad at me and turn it back on me. And then I would be the one apologizing. And so this person just made me, like, very small and quiet and... Yeah, passive. Yeah. And so, I don't know. I just feel like in every relationship I'm literally ever been in and to present, yeah, I have passive ways. And I just feel like looking back on all of these relationships and, like, how they would be different if I was extremely present in the moment and just brought up every little thing. Because that is how you get through shit. Like, being passive and letting shit build up and not saying anything is literally just building resentment. And, yeah, you're not even gonna know it until the relationship is gone, until it's too late. And that's just not the way to do it. Clearly, I've learned that. I have so many relationships where I would definitely do differently now. If I could go back and redo it again, I would keep it the exact same. I would do the exact same stuff because I think that all has shaped me into the person I am now and made me this, like, just super, not to toot my own fucking horn, but great person to be in relationship with. I love my relationship with myself. I think it's great. And that's also because I'm comparing it to my old self and my old relationships and this and that. But where I'm at now, I feel pretty healthy. Yeah, obviously still passive, but still like actively working on that. I feel like I have a growth mindset, and I think that is something that is extremely important to me and like probably like a deal breaker for sure, I think. And I just want it to be honest. I just want it to be present. I want it to be as, I feel like I'm just repeating myself, but like, am I getting my point across? Like, I don't know. I just want it. If you don't have a growth mindset and you're not open to feedback and you're not open to honesty, like this, and you just don't have a good heart, I think it's about your intentions. I want to know your intentions. And it's like, people will say that, like, you know, what are your intentions? And it's like, da 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 da, like, I'm looking for this. And it's like, I feel like I want more specific, because on dating apps, like, you know, I feel like that's what a lot of people say is like, you know, what are you looking for? What are your intentions? Blah, blah, blah. And I just feel like a lot of people, responses to that, and even I've had responses that are just like, you know, I'm looking for a relationship. Like, I want someone who I can talk to and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, no, I want someone who I can voice every single thing to and who can be able to voice every single thing that they need to. Because if we don't, and like that does build up, it's coming in a the middle of our relationship, but every next conversation, every next time we're together, you're gonna be thinking about that. That is gonna be on your mind. That's gonna be distancing us. It's gonna be a disconnect forever until you bring it up. And so it's like, once you make this one disconnect, then there's just going to be a million of them, and they're just going to keep piling up. And literally, I saw this live action, okay? Shit is happening, because it's like, okay, so me and this friend that had this conversation, not the boy, Ted? Yeah, Ted, not Ted. This is my actual friend in my current life and current relationship with. And it's like, we had a conversation, okay, I brought something up, and then she brought something up, but, I hope this isn't too personal, but she didn't end up actually feeling like she was over it, and she didn't know that. So then in our next conversation, she brought that with her, and it made that conversation, like, a lot more difficult for her. Like, she was going into it and was having a lot more feelings, and it was, like, a lot more, like, scary for her. Like, she was really worried about bringing it up to me because of something she was feeling from the last conversation. And so it's like, it was just like, I don't know, it was just an entire thing. And so we just really went and talked about it, and we, okay, here's my new way of deep conversing. And it's like, okay, so Esther Perel says that, you know, touching, literally just like holding hands or something, like just touching someone is connecting you through hard conversations, just because it's like, you know, you could look it up for how Esther Perel really says it, but how I interpreted it was like, that is connecting us. Us touching hands or literally whatever is connecting us, because we're so disconnected in our brains, and like everything else might be disconnected, and you know, we're having all these like strong feelings and we have this huge defense up, and like we're just super disconnected. But if we're touching, like at least there's that, like that is the starting point, that is a safe ground, like we're touching, like that, yeah, it's just like a better way than just, because it's like, once you lose in a fight, like not like lose, not like win or lose, but like just kind of like, as soon as you're going back and forth and you're not really getting to get your point across, like, or this person is just like going back and forth and it's just, I don't know, it's like that just kind of disconnects you, and you're just like, it's just a fight at that point. And I just don't want to be having fights at all. I don't want to have fights. I want to have conversations. Fight has a bad connotation. And it's like, fighting, what I'm thinking of fighting, I'm thinking of going back and forth. I'm thinking of, you know, probably raised voices. I'm thinking of harsh tones. I'm thinking of not healthy and not letting the other one talk and like, yeah. And so it's like, okay, so either touch hands or in the car, because you're both facing forward, so there's not really that like pressure of like really like looking face to face at each other. And then the other one is laying down, just laying down on the ground, just because it's like you can't really fight when you're laying down on the ground. Like, that's a very defenseless like place to be, which honestly, so fucking cool, because whenever I was younger, I literally used to think like I was gonna make like, I don't know why I would think about this, but I was like, whenever I fight in my like whenever I'm married and I fight, I want us to be laying back to back or sitting back to back or something. And you know what? I pat myself on the back because I think that goes in with these, because A, we would be touching, our backs would be touching. B, we would be having direct eye contact. And C, I think we'd be pretty defenseless sitting back to back or laying back to back. Like, yeah, that feels pretty healthy. And, but I've never done them before. And so then I go over to this person's house the other day, and I'm thinking, like, this is someone who I've had pretty much the healthiest relationship with throughout kind of our entire relationship, because it's like all my relationships right now are pretty fucking healthy, and I'm pretty like, yeah, like they're all similar, but it's like with this person specifically, like I would say this is my newest friend that I've gotten this deep with. And so it's like I would say pretty much our whole relationship has been super like honest and open and the healthiest, and I've been the less passive, and I've had the most room to like bring anything to the table, and like vice versa. Like, this just feels like so different, and like for this is a mutual feeling, we talk about this a lot, like this is just so different than any relationship that we've ever had. And like, yeah, so it's like we just needed, and it's like I know that I'm in this like, I don't know. It's like, everyone else is telling me this, but I don't really feel like it's this. Like, I know I'm in this huge, like, growth era of my life, but it's like, I don't think this is like a era. Like, I think this is just my life now. Like, I, just because it's like, I'm never gonna know anything. Like, I feel like in a growing era, like, people think I'm finding answers, I'm finding my way, I'm finding this or that. And it's like, really, all I'm finding out is I don't fucking know anything. It's just like taking everything away. It's taking all these ideas that I've had that are like literally just like seem made up. Like, I don't think there's a certain way. I don't think there's a way to go about anything ever in your life. It's like everyone is literally just such their own individual person that like it's all a gray area. It's all situational. It's all whatever this person is saying, like this is their experience. And so it's like, I don't think I'm in a growth era. I think I just am completely opening my mind up. And it's like, there's just so many things like, dating life. That is just something that I have, honestly, I'm just going to be so honest. I've completely closed the door on that. Like, I just have not even touched that. I'm like, you know what? I don't know the way, but it's not this. So I'm just going to put this in a box and throw it over there. And you know, it's been fine, and honestly, I love it, so that sucks, but I don't think that's the healthiest way. And it's like, if I'm just confronting every other little thing in my life, like, and I have all these open doors, and like, I'm just so open, and blah, 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 then it's like, shouldn't I be open about everything instead of just throwing that box away? And, you know, I talked about this in the last episode, you know, my relationship with men versus my relationship with women, and yeah, I don't know, I just... yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm thinking about that. And I just... I don't know, dude. That is just a whole nother area. We're not even gonna talk about that right now. Hold on. I don't know. It just feels like everyone around me is just saying that, like, I'm just in this growing time of my life right now. And, like, I'm, figuring out shit. And it's like, I just don't fucking know shit. I just realize that I don't fucking know shit. And so it's, I don't know, it's just complicated, because then it's like, yeah, like, what happened in this situation is my friend was under the impression that I was judging them because I knew what they should do. Like, I know an answer. And so it was, like, creating this, like, yeah, they were feeling like I was going to be disappointed in them. And it's, like, that's just, like, that's confusing to me because it's, like, I feel like that makes me feel so misunderstood. I feel like nobody gets me. Like, I don't know. Just because I'm, like, my brain, like, I'm literally evaluating everything. I'm not in a growing air. I'm just taking things in differently. Every time someone says something to me, it's going in my brain, and I'm going, how does this feel? What do I think of this? What do I think I would do in this situation? And I don't know. It's like, I just want to be able to voice that because especially it's like, and this person, I'm not talking about this person. Like, this person was very receptive and very, yeah, healthy. I think we're good. But I just, like, I feel like it's so important that I expect in any relationship I'm in, I expect that if someone I'm explaining a situation or having anything or, like, you know, just literally if I'm rambling, I don't believe in unsolicited advice. If I don't like what you're saying, I'm not going to take it in. Say whatever you want. Like, I don't give a fuck. So sometimes I get pissed off, but right now that's my evolved idea is, like, if I just don't like what you're saying, I'm just going to be like, okay, like, it's not going to be like, I don't know. But I just feel like expect that if I'm saying or doing something that really doesn't feel good to someone else who I am very close to and obviously really trust their, like, opinion and what they feel and their judgment, I guess. And I expect that they will tell me and say, that just really, really, like, I don't know, like, I just can't make sense of that kind of, like, that just didn't feel good. It just didn't feel good. That's just what, and so it's like, I think that is a non-negotiable. If we can't bring every single thing to the table and talk about everything, especially the things that are like, ugh, because it's like, obviously, if we just don't, like, agree about the outcome of the situation, yeah, we're not the same person, whatever, but it's like, I just care about your intentions. Like, just because when you said this, like, it just, that just, like, did not feel good to me at all. And it's like, I just, looking at it in any way, I can't really see how that could be, like, a, like, positive outcome, I guess. Like, I just, or, like, so maybe it's about the outcome. I don't know. I mean, I guess obviously you kind of never know the outcome, so maybe it's not about the outcome, but it's like you just kind of like, yeah, I think the intention is what matters. And so that's what I'm looking for in relationship. I don't want to be in relationship with anyone who just wants me to just be like, oh my God, yes, I love it to every single thing that they're saying. Like, that just, and like, I know a lot of people are like that. I am aware a lot of people are like that. And that's fine. I had a friend like that for a long time, honestly, like, and I thought we were getting closer. I was like, it was really like, this was one friend and we were all in a friend group together, and this person I was trying to get closer with because I felt like they were the one that I didn't have like a super individual relationship with. And so I would try to do that, and it was like, I just realized like, that's not what this person wants, and this isn't what I want. And it was like, I just feel like, yeah, I don't think that's a closed door. I think if we want different things at different times, like, yeah, open to the possibility. But at this time, like, this person in all these situations and all these things, like, they were very just, like, you know, feeding into the delusion and, like, just being like, oh my God, yeah, fuck it. Like, why not? Like, you know, what are the consequences? And it's like, I care about the consequences. Like, I don't ever want to do anything in my life again that would have a negative impact on myself or anyone around me ever. Literally ever. If there's not going to be, I want it to be a win-win. I was listening to this one podcast and they were talking about, you know, negotiating. I don't know who it was. Fuck. I literally can't think of who it was, but it was so good. I'm going to say it. And it's like, when you're negotiating, this person has this idea. Oh my God. And her dad taught her this. I don't know who it is. I'm going to try to find that. But anyway, when she's negotiating, she always, you know, asks, what is the best outcome for you? So that way you can have what everything that they want. Like, you know, what do you want out of this? And they'll tell you what they want, and then you say what you want, and then you come to a compromise. And that seems so beautiful. That just seems so present. You're really getting your point out. And now I'm going to, you know, bring it back full circle. We're going to go back to the fighting, how I was talking about, you know, lay on the ground or talk in the car or just touch. And so me and this person, we get in the car, and it was funny because I walked into her house and I was like, hey, we should go talk in the car. And so we went talking in the car. And it was like, I was like, hey, I just have an idea. Like, you know, hear me out. Let me know what you think. I just like want to try something out in the way that I fight, in the way that I have these conversations, not fight. And just because I get super nervous and I feel like I, like these conversations are just really hard for anyone. And so I'm like, these are just ways to ease the pressure where we can still feel connected. So we obviously going to the car is part of that. But then I was just like, hey, like, what if I lay everything out on the table and I just talk for like 7 minutes straight and I just say everything that I need to say, every thought that I have, every little feeling, my entire perspective. And then you say, same thing, everything you need to say. I'm not going to be interrupted. We're not going to go back and forth. This is going to be your telling of your side of the story. And then after that, we can go back and forth and we can figure out what is going on. Just because it was like, what happened is me and this person had two completely different like points of why we were fighting. All the fights that we had, looking back on them now, we're like, okay, yeah, what you're saying makes sense. What you're saying makes sense. What you're saying makes sense. But I was under the impression it was about this. And so like, and it's like, now it all makes sense. Like, I don't think either of us were like, I don't know. It was like, as soon as the other person said their perspective, it was like, oh my God, yeah. Like, that is not what I'm fighting about at all, or what I'm bringing to the table at all. Like, what I'm bringing to the table is from over here. And then they're like, oh my God, oh, what the fuck. And it was like, we were just able to get through it a lot faster. And it was like, probably like, I have no idea how long it was. Like, maybe like 15 minutes or something. I don't know. I have no idea. But it was like, I just feel like that was such an easier way, because it was like, if we didn't do that, we both would have gone into this conversation and like had like defense built up of our case, like built a case a little bit, just because, you know, if someone's calling you to war, like, you got to prepare, you got to train for that. And so in like, This is a metaphor, because like, when I'm driving over there, I'm like, in my brain, I'm thinking of, oh, she's gonna say this, and then I'm gonna say this, and then she's gonna say this, and just spinning in my head about what's gonna happen, when it's like, I don't fucking know what's gonna happen. So if I can just go over there and let's lay down and let's just like get any of our defense off and just clear that air, because we're not fighting, we're not here to fight, we're not at battle, this just isn't that, like, this is, we're just gonna figure this out. Like, I just feel like, let's just, because I feel like people just want to be heard. People just want to be, I think this is all humanity, but you know what? All I can testify to is me. Does that make sense? I don't know what that, is that testify? Because I was gonna say, all I have is my testimony. I know that makes sense, so I'm gonna go with that. But I don't know, and I just feel like I just want to be seen. At the end of the day, my dream of the world is I just want to be seen, I just want to be heard, I just want to be understood. And obviously, no one is ever going to 1000% understand you, because they're not you. But it's like, you know, they could just understand that that is you. And yeah, so that's what I want. And I just feel like, in hard conversations, like, people don't, A, say everything that they want to say, B, they're fighting it when it doesn't need to be a fight. We don't need to have this defense, like, we're at war, we're on the same team, like, you know, we both obviously want the same outcome, we want to fix this and be able to move forward, to take this and better us. Like, this is gonna help us understand each other more. And yeah, like, I just feel like, go into these defenseless, then it's going to be a better outcome. It's going to be easier. We're really going to hear each other and understand, because we're not just trying to respond. We're not just trying to get our whole piece out the whole time. If we just start with that and say, you tell your whole piece, I'm going to tell my whole piece. And yeah, I think that went really well, because yeah, I was able to say everything. And it's like, yeah, I mean, we talked a little bit through that, because she's gonna, like, might have something to piggyback on that real quick, and vice versa. And, but overall, it wasn't, we weren't fighting at all. It wasn't a fight. And it was funny, like, I don't know, it wasn't really funny. I was gonna say, like, before that, literally, whenever I got off work, and I, like, talked and thought about it for like an hour and a half, I was like, I was pissed. And I was like, you know what, it would just be easier to just be like, fuck this, and I never even should have brought up the first conversation and never should have done that. And it's like, those are my pissed off feelings, those are my defense feelings, those are my, not my truest feelings. I'm hurt, I'm in a vulnerable state, and I want to fix this because I do love you. So me saying, oh, fuck it, whatever, like, fuck it, no, doesn't even matter. It's like, that's not my real feelings. Like, that is just trying to protect myself. But it's like, that doesn't really protect me. That just hurts more later. And it's just dishonest. It's just not my truest feelings. When it's like, my truest feelings is I love this person, and I just want the best for this person. And I was just really hurt by some things that they said. And I just want to be able to voice that, and I want to make sure, you know, whatever, like, I'm trying not to share too much, I don't know if I have, but, and it's like, and this person, they were upset about something just totally different, like, it was not an, in, like, a complete, yeah, no, they, like, it was just a kind of big miscommunication a little bit, but it's like, I don't know, like, I don't know how that happened, just because it was like, I just feel like, I don't know, I think that some of that, like, I don't think that first conversation was fully present in the moment. I think, you know, we're worried about saying the wrong thing or doing the wrong thing, and so it's like, we're just like, as soon as the first conversation happens, like, we're just like trying to fix it, like, do whatever we can to fix it, where it's like, that's not your truest feelings. Like, and it's like, hard to get to that point. Like, a lot of people can't just get vulnerable, like, on the spot like that. And so it's like, yeah, whenever you're first, like, in a conversation like that, yeah, like, you're feeling like, You got to protect yourself. So it's like, fuck. But then it's like, actually, if we can just get to a vulnerable spot and really both voice every single thought that we've had about this and every feeling we have about this, then, like, yeah. Like, I don't know. I think the goal is, let's be able to get vulnerable quicker. Let's be able to say every single little thing forever. Like, I don't know. And it was like, we just need, yeah, to kind of renegotiate our friendship and really be like, okay, hey, I just, like, yeah, I just was saying, you know, I think it's important that we can say every little thing to each other, and, like, there shouldn't, yeah, not with the level of, like, power, not like I know better, because I don't fucking know shit. Like, I don't want you to feel disappointed coming to talk to me like you did something wrong. Like, I don't think there's wrong or right. I don't feel like it was that situation. Like, yeah, I don't know, it was just a whole thing, and we just both had two completely different, like, points to, like, of defense, I guess. And yeah, literally just completely different. So as soon as we both said our 7-minute long side of the story, like, it was fine. And yeah, I don't know, but yeah, that just makes me, I don't know, just, like, the ideas of that, like, what I feel like I is, like, misunderstanding of me, not just from the situation, but, like, I don't know, just, I feel like in my life is, like, me I feel like I go to start a lot of conversations because I want to pick your brain about it more because I'm picking my brain about it more. And so it's like, I just want to be able to be like, what if this? I'm not saying not this or yes this, but like, what if this? And I want to just like go deeper into like why you're thinking the way you do and why I'm thinking the way I do. Like, I just feel like that's important. I don't know. And so it's like, I just feel like people think that I'm trying to like make them grow or something. And it's like, I just feel like, I don't know. And no one has said those words directly to me, but I just feel like, I'm not trying to make you grow. I'm just trying to see. I'm trying to pick your brain. I'm trying to understand you better, I guess. And understand myself better. I don't know. And I don't feel like I was trying to make someone grow. I just feel like it was like something just didn't really, really didn't feel good to me. Like, I just like really was like uncomfortable about that. And so it's like, I just want to bring that up because it's like, okay, you know what, let's play it out. Is like, they were like, you know what, fuck you, like, I don't care what you have to say, like, you're not gonna force me to grow or something like that. I don't know. And it was like, how I would just interpret that is like, or like what I, how I would act on, how I would react to that is I would probably just be like, okay. And then that just changes the dynamic of my relationship with this person. Because if they have ill intention or if they have no interest in seeing another, they're set in their ways, I guess, a little bit. That is something that is like kind of a turnoff for me. I want someone who's open. I want someone who isn't, who doesn't. I mean, obviously, it's super hard to not be set in your ways when your whole life you're forming these ways and you're making this plan and you're making this way of life and you're figuring out what's right and wrong and true and not true and whatever. And it's like, that's hard. And this is a weird way of thinking. And I don't know. I just really, you know what? If I know anything and if I'm set in my way in anything, it is that I just think it's the most evolved way that I can think of thinking is that I just don't know anything and every single thing is its entire own thing and I know nothing about it, because then I'm not having this like crazy expectation of, I don't know, this right way. And so I don't have this full argument, I don't have this full defense built against why that's right or wrong. I'm open to any possibility and any perspective. And I think, you know, with my own experiences and with other things that I've thought or felt in my lifetime, it's like, I just feel like I'm going to consider those, but I'm not going to say that is what it's going to be. Like, if I've been, okay, so say I have this one relationship and it's so good. And then it has this one, like, hiccup and it's just not even like, it goes, I'm trying to say it goes unhandled, but like it goes unsolved and the friendship, just the whole dynamic changes. It's like, I don't want to think that, I'm sorry. I'm having a whole hard time explaining this, but it's like, okay, think I'm in a relationship with someone. I have this friend and we have this, situation come up and it doesn't get handled and it just falls apart and it's a huge thing and it's like handled horribly, I guess. Then it's like, I don't want to assume that's how you are. I don't want to think like anything is this way. I don't want to think, I think people get instantly defensive whenever you're saying, oh, but you do this, and you're like this, and you're this. It's like, you can't categorize people like that. Like, people are just so much more complicated than that. So it's like, you can't just like say, oh yeah, you're this way. And maybe they have something, and it's like, in this situation, like, let's say, okay, Brittany, you know, you're really fucking passive in this situation. And so it's like, okay, I'm not passive. I don't think you should call me passive. I think in that situation, was I passive? Yes. But if you come in and you're like, oh my God, you're so fucking passive, fuck you, blah, 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 all that's going to do is just build a whole wall up, and it's just going to be a fight from that point. I'm going to be fighting for my survival to fight that I'm not bad. I'm not bad. I'm not passive. Like, I'm good, fighting for my survival, my integrity. And I just think that's not what it's about. Where it's like, if you come to me and say, hey, this situation just felt passive to me, and like, I just feel like that is not a healthy way of relationshiping, and like, yeah, I'm gonna be a lot more open to that. I'm gonna be able to hear that. I'm gonna be able to only look at that situation and not be having an identity crisis thinking, am I passive? Like, oh my God, I'm passive. It's gonna be like, oh, that situation wasn't great, and like, it could be better. Like, I don't know. I don't feel like that's a good, like, example, because I think I am passive. Like, I don't feel like it's in this situation I'm passive. I just feel like I literally am passive right now. But now it's more situational. But in my past, yeah, I've definitely just been passive in every single relationship ever, like, at points of my life. But I'm popping my back. But I don't know. I just feel like if we could just have such truer relationships. And obviously you can't force growth on someone. It's not going to force growth. It's just going to say, how do you feel about this? And how does that feel when you tell me how you feel about this? How does that feel back inside of me? Is this someone that I want super duper close in my life? Is this someone that I just want at like a arm's length in my life? Or is this someone that I just don't want in my life? How much time and effort am I going to be putting into this? That's all I'm trying to gauge. Because for me, relationships obviously are my fucking favorite thing in the world. And that's what's super important to me. And that's what I really want to work on. I really just want to love the best that I possibly can, because I feel like I just have so much love to give. Like, I don't know, I just have this big ass fucking heart, and all I really want is to love. And so it's like, I just want to be pouring my love into the right places that are going to be good for me. Because if I'm in a relationship that has like opposing ideas or beliefs, like, that I have this like true, like, this person has a big influence on me, I don't want to be influenced in a direction that's not going to be the outcome of winning for everyone. I want it to be best case scenario for everyone. I want everyone to get all the love that they can, all the ideas that they can, all the perspective that they can. I want everyone to be as open as possible. I think that is the most evolved thing. I want their brain to be as open as possible. I want their, yeah, because if your brain's open to anything, everything's open to anything. It's like, there's just always, the possibilities are literally endless, and that just seems like the truest life to me. And so that's how I want a relationship. And if that is, and it's like, if you think that's forcing you to grow, if you're feeling those feelings, like, obviously I don't want that for you. Because if that doesn't feel good to you, I don't want to be saying all these things that don't feel good to you if I feel good about them, or vice versa. Like, I don't want you to feel good about these things and then be worried that I'm not going to feel good about these things. Because it's like, if you feel good about these things. So it's like, I just feel like, yeah, I don't know. I think, yeah, just renegotiating my relationships, because I want to be able to push you. I don't want to be able to just say, oh yeah, go do that. Oh yeah, go do that. I don't want to just be a yes man. I want a serious relationship. I want real heart to be going into everything. And it's like, yeah, that is really deep. And it's like, I don't know. I feel like I'm a lot less fun than I used to be. I used to just not even give a fuck, and I was like, fuck everything. And, like, I don't know, like, I didn't care about the consequences, and I didn't care about, like, how it would affect other people. But it's like, I've also, I think that I've been on both sides of that. I've been someone who's being kind of careless and, like, not really having strong intention in things that I do, and I've seen how that's affected other people, and vice versa. I've been affected by other people doing, not leading with their heart, not leading with thinking things fully through, and I just feel like we have such impacts on each other's life, and, like, I just feel like that my impact is the most important thing in my life. Like, I just want to have a good impact. Like, I want a healthy impact. A healthy impact. That's what I want. And if it's unhealthy from either side, like, yeah, let's either talk about that, every little thing, because it's going to come up, because we're always going to be saying different things. Like, we're always going to be, every day is a different day. Like, it's, everything is just always different. And so it's like, if we, yeah, we're not going to perfectly align in everything and in anything, honestly. In anything, we should never perfectly align, because you know what? We're two different people. But I just think if I'm choosing for you, if you have this big of an impact on my life, because everyone I'm in relationship with right now has a huge impact on my life. I love and respect every single person in my life idea. I want to know what they have to say. I am taking in everything that they do, they say, they feel, and it's a lot. You know, that's kind of heavy, but it's honest. I love it. I love it, because you know what it's doing? It's making these relationships so real. They're so honest. I can literally bring anything to the table. In any relationship that I have right now, I could bring anything to the table. I could say anything. I could say, like, I don't know, anything, really hard things, really easy things. It doesn't even fucking matter. I could bring up anything. And I think everyone I'm in relationship feels the same way. And so it's like, I don't know. I feel like I really see and am seen by these people I'm in my current relationships with. And yeah, that's what I want out of life. I want to be seen, and I want to be able to see and understand people. I think people are really interesting. I think people are really complicated. I think, you know, all the things that we think, all the ways that we think, everything that we think we know, everything we think we don't know, like, I just feel like that's solid ground. We all have such solid ground to walk on. Like, we are these people because of our entire life. And I don't know, I just think that's important. And I just think, yeah, I want to know the most about your life as possible. And I want to be able to see how you have taken situations and how you've handled or not handled, or, like, I don't know, just what goes through your brain. I want it to be as present. I want to know how you think and why. Yeah, I just said that. But it's like, I just think that is, yeah, that's the beauty of life. It's just going through your day, learning, telling, seeing, doing. I don't know. I feel like, you know, maybe this episode is not gonna hit, just because I did talk about the reconnecting and, like, go into relationships, like, again. So I think I'm just gonna name this, like, relationships part two, because I like this, and, like, this is just such interesting shit to me. And you know what? This is the most present thing on my mind. So I want even our relationship to be as real and present as it can. And yeah. So those are my current truest thoughts. And I feel good. I feel like if I go too long without really connecting with someone, I feel like I'm gonna die. I feel like I hate my life. I'm like, life is not worth living. And yeah, like, I don't know, obviously I had to have a super hard conversation yesterday, but it's like, look where I'm at right now. Like, I feel real. Like, I don't know, like, yeah, I just feel like a real human. I feel like, yeah, I was seen and I saw. I don't fucking know, bitch. But anyway, shout out to everyone I'm in relationship with, because I know I fucking have something always. But I think that's fun. Let's bring shit to the table. I don't want to sit here and be like, hey, like, how was your day? Good. How was your day? Blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't, small talk is not fun to me. I want to know, what are you thinking? What's on your mind? What's happening? And it's like, you can find so much community doing that. Because, you know, if you're, hey, how are you? Did you just hear my stomach growl? That was my stomach. I'm hungry. But if, like, I don't know, just hearing, hey, how are you? Good, how are you? Like, that, no. It pisses me off. I fucking hate it. I'm like, why are we doing this? Like, we're just saying these words that are, like, we already are planning on what, we already know what words we're going to say. We're not even thinking. This is just a subconscious, like, conversation if we're doing this bullshit. It's like, I want something real. How are you? What's really happening in your day? And, like, some people will, I think it's, like, there's a few different answers. There, it's, like, we have these scripts. And so it's, like, in, yeah, the hey, how are you, all that basic, that is, like, super duper surface level if you're really not trying to get anything. And then it's, like, if you do want to get more involved, then it's, like, oh, like, how are the kids? How's the boyfriend? How's this? And people are just going to be, like, oh, good. Or, like, kids are going to be, like, oh, you know, like, stressful. Like, and, but it's, like, it's just still, like, that, like, it's barely under surface level. And I just want something more deeper than that. I want to know, you know, like, maybe your kid fucking did this shit today and it was fucking horrible and you're really, you feel like a shitty parent or something. Because that's real. That's real. I know that's how a lot of people feel. I'm not a parent, but I feel like, I don't know, I feel like a mom a little bit. So, I don't know, like, I feel like we're all just moms trying to survive and... No, I don't know what it's like to be a mom. Definitely not gonna steal that thunder at all. I don't, yeah, that seems really fucking, it is really fucking hard from what I've heard, because I hear about it, because I make people, I'm like, tell me something real. And it's like, you can find community in that. If you're having a shitty day, okay, we'll leave the parenting shit, but it's like, okay, imagine I'm like, oh my God, like, yeah, I'm having a really hard day, like, you know, me and my friend are not super connected right now. Like, you know, we're fighting, or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your partner or whatever. Like, someone, you know, one relationship is maybe not great. And then it's like, okay, talk to me out about that. Or vice versa. It's like, if I, because what I want out of that, if I have a situation, I want to be able to say it to someone fucking random and get their unbiased opinion. I wouldn't want them to have, I don't want them to be set in their ways, because it's like, if they don't know the person that I'm telling them about or vice versa, it's like, it's, I'm not having any judgment. There's not heavy weight. It's not, yeah, it's unbiased. And so it's like, I don't know. I want all the perspective I can get and any idea ever. And even if it's bullshit, even if I hate it, it's like, okay, that's still something. Like, now I know not that, still don't know what, but you know, maybe not that. And yeah, I don't know, dude, but I just feel like life is truer than that, and I want that so bad. I just feel like I want honest relationships, because that just, I don't know how people don't want that. That just blows my mind. Is it's like, it's frustrating, because I feel like I'm always like in this headspace where I'm just like, okay, yeah, I know nothing. And it's like, other people just aren't like that. So I mean, everyone is just set in their ways. Everyone is just okay with being like not as deep, not as honest, not as real. And I don't know, it's like, it's so frustrating, because it's like, now that I've seen this way, now that I've found this way, now that I feel this deeply, it's like, there's no going back. I'm not gonna sit here and talk to my friends and not say what I'm really thinking. I'm not going to sit here and let all this resentment build up and not say anything. I've seen how that ended. And you know what? I don't want those results. I want better results. I want truer results. I just feel like, and you know what? Now back to the reconnecting thing. It's like, I just feel like No, I want to reconnect with every person I've ever met in my life. And I know that's insane. And so many people just like don't even believe in reconnection, that that's literally impossible. But it's like, I just feel like, the future is always better. And if we had good relationship in the past, we can have good relationship again. Better relationship. I think it's going to be better. The future has to be better. And yeah. I don't know. I know that sounds crazy because I've been talking about reconnecting to everyone and everyone is just like, yeah, but like they showed you their true colors and blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, what the fuck ever, dude? Like, no, they didn't. They didn't handle this situation properly. I didn't handle this situation properly, but that doesn't define me. I just feel like that is not fair to like let something define someone. But it's also like you have to be able, and this is like once a cheater, always a cheater. And cheaters, that everything is situational. Some doors should be closed. I absolutely think some doors should be closed. But I just feel like as humanity, like, we just have way too many doors closed for no reason, for no good reason. But obviously some doors should be closed. And I'm not, I don't know, but I don't think I believe once a cheater, always a cheater. I think if you're in any relationship, not even the cheating, but it's like if you have something and then it hasn't really, you haven't really healed from that completely, you're not going to be able to go back to that because you're going to be bringing that past into this and it's just going to fuck with this and it's going to have this like, it's going to be subconsciously and there's still going to be this resentment. And so as soon as something comes up, well, great, you've got that plus all this other shit. And it's like, it just can't be like that. It just needs to be, I've fully stepped back from this. I fully accepted what happened. I don't think that defines you. I think, I don't know, but that's hard because I just feel like I, for me, I want an acknowledgement that we could have done differently and we would do differently next time because I think that's important. I think that is so important because if you don't feel like you've done any, if you haven't done any self-reflecting and realized, if you're set in your ways and think you were right and you stand on that, like, that just feels like, okay, yep, like, maybe this ain't gonna work because I just feel like any situation I've ever been in, I could have done it differently. Even literally last night, my conversation I had last night, if I could, I would do that differently today. I've learned from that. I've reflected on that. I've thought about that. I would literally do it different now. This podcast, if I were to re-record this episode, if I were to re-record this, different. It would be fucking different. I would do it differently. And since I feel that way, I feel, I don't know how to say this. The future has to be better, like I've said a billion times, but I feel like that also applies to this. So it's like, I just feel like, yeah, any situation I would do differently forever. And so I just want to know, you're on that same page. Would you do it differently? Because if you say, nope, I would do it the exact same, I would say, oh, so you set in your ways, baby. Okay. And that's fine. That's fine. Some people are so content with their life doing that and never going back and reflecting on anything. And that's cool. That's great. That's a way to live life, you know. But that is just not an option for me. I just feel like now I've seen the light and there's no going back. I don't think I've seen the light, but I feel like I've seen the light. Like, I don't know. I think I was talking about this, like, with the near-death experiences. I don't know if I posted that one. But anyway, like, how people see the light and, like, once you see the light, there's no going back. And I don't really know if I've seen the light like that. Maybe I have. Maybe just at my lowest, like, biggest, like, rock bottom. Like, I just realized, like, you know, this ain't gonna work. And we cannot, this can't happen again. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I've seen the light. I feel like I'll definitely see the light when my mom dies because if I don't, something, it is not going to be good. But I don't know. Like, I just feel like I've seen something. I've seen a truer life. I've seen a deeper, more realer, honest life. And there's no going back. I can't pretend that I didn't see that and that I don't feel this deeply. I just think that, yeah, obviously, I mean, clearly, if you can't tell this far, I'm a deeply feeling person, but, like, fuck, like, I don't want it to be any other way. It's been extremely horrible and hurtful and all the bad things, but I think those are beautiful because, look, now I love and I'm this open and I have this much bigger of a heart because of it. Like, I just love everyone and I just think, like, I don't know. Nothing should, de no one situation should define us. God, I feel like I can't talk. And I think I called myself illiterate in the last episode. And then I looked that up afterward because I was like, I don't, I've never, like, I don't know if that was the right way to use it. And it was like saying, it was talking about like being illiterate is like, unable to spell or write. And I just feel like writing and talking are equivalent. And so I feel like it makes sense. Like, I don't think, like, officially, like, I don't know if it's like actually right, but in my brain, it's right because you got what I meant and I was unable to fucking talk. Like, but yeah, I don't know. Like, yeah, I don't know what word I should have used, but I stand by using that word. But I don't know. Yeah, just because I feel like I feel so passionately about these things. I feel so like these things are so true to me. I just feel like I know this is truer. Like, the more open, the more we don't fucking, the more we acknowledge that we don't fucking know shit, the more beautiful life is, the more open we are. And it's like, it's just this way of thinking, free thinker, I guess. And I don't know. It's like, there's no way I could ever go back and think that I know anything. Because now that I know I don't know anything, the possibilities are endless. Like, life is literally, I have so much to see and learn and hear and think and experience. Like, I don't know. I just, yeah, there's no going back. There's no going back to being like, oh, yeah. Hey, how are you? Good. Oh, okay, good. Yeah, I love you. Oh, yeah. And fake hug. No, bitch. If I hug you, I mean it. I mean my hug. I mean my hello. Whenever I smile, I mean it. I'm very self-aware, I guess. And I don't think self-aware. I think I'm just aware. I'm just paying attention. I'm just, yeah, trying to be as present as possible. Yeah, I think this all comes back to being present because it's like, if you're doing this surface level bullshit, you're not really present because you're just doing this robot. Oh yeah, hey, how are you? Good. How are you? Oh my god, good. Oh, the kids are good. Oh great. Love that. Oh my god, the family's good. Oh, okay, good. Love that. No, like, that is just literally not real. That's just, yeah, that's just a robot. That's just your script. And so it's like, yeah, just say something real. So, you know what? Just try it out. Maybe say something real. Say something, be present somewhere, even if it's with yourself. Say something real to yourself. Be present with yourself. How do you actually feel? Check in with yourself. Check in with your relationships. And maybe, I don't know. I'm not telling you what to do, but do it. So, I love you. Open your mind. Be a free thinker. Free think everything. Know that you don't know anything. The more you see, the less you know. I just feel like I just want that song. That song is just my mantra right now. I'm not even joking. I'm literally gonna get it tattooed. I want to get it on my elbow and I want it to be in a circle. Like, I want the more I see on the top of my elbow and the less I know to be under on my under my elbow. I think that would be cute. But I'm scared because it's gonna hurt. And then I'm also gonna get a fairy tattoo. I'm really excited. I'm still thinking about how I want it to look because I'm gonna send it to my artist and then she's gonna like draw it up for me with like her style and my style because she's done my other tattoos and not all of them but my arm. And yeah, she gets my vibe. I've loved it. I've told her, I've sent her like my past two tattoos and kind of she's like edited them and like made them her own completely. And like they're perfect. I'm obsessed with them. I'm obsessed with her. Shout out Gray. Shout out Gray. I love her. Anyway, I love you. Bye.